From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Israeli security forces have arrested a third suspect in Wednesday's terrorist attack in Tel Aviv. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called the suspect a collaborator with the two Palestinian cousins who opened fire on diners and shoppers at a popular marketplace. Israel has revoked 83,000 permits for Palestinians in the West Bank, barring them from entering the country during the Muslim observance of Ramadan. Reuven Rivlin is the president of Israel.
We are really putting our safety in the hands of the Israeli security forces and let the Palestinians understand they cannot break us.
The army says it is sending hundreds of troop reinforcements to the West Bank with the deployment of an additional two battalions. Iraqi police say two suicide car bomb attacks in Iraq's capital Thursday have left at least 22 people dead. One bomb targeted a commercial street in eastern Baghdad. Another explosion hit a bus stop near one of the country's largest military bases. Former World Bank economist Pedro Pablo Kuczynski has won the closest presidential election in Peru in five decades, with all the votes counted. The electoral board says Kuczynski received 51.1% compared to 49.9% for Keiko Fujimori. The African Union Force in Somalia says 120 al-Shabaab militants were killed Thursday in an attack near a military base. Officials say the militants set off a car bomb and then tried to storm the Ethiopian base in the village of Halgan. An African Union spokesman says government troops drove back the assault. This is VOA News.